You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Can we quickly talk about something that hits a little closer to the heart? Because we never do that.
No, never.
How often do you go to the cemetery to visit a loved one? Like, is it a weekly, monthly, once every year? Maybe just the holidays? Never?
Like, are you on a schedule? You know, like if you're like, oh, every Christmas I'll go, or every birthday or their birthday I'll go. Type of thing.
Yeah, it's just been one of those things that makes me stop and I think, you know, should really go see Grammy and Grampy. They're next to each other. I can't help but feel guilty sometimes because if I don't go a handful of times during the year, I'm not saying a lot, but a handful of times, I never tell anyone I'm doing it, but I know there's some of you that got to feel the same way if you go a long time without visiting a loved one. Mm-hmm. How's that make you feel? I don't think not visiting a person's grave doesn't mean you didn't love them. It's just...
It's hard. Listen, I don't know what it is. It's like if it's hard to go and it's like drumming up old emotions and you're feeling a certain type of way about it. Or if it's along the lines of like, oh, life just gets busy and I don't have time and like it doesn't make a difference anyways.
Yeah.
Depending on your spiritual beliefs.
Well, if I'm driving by... It's like driving by your loved one's house without stopping to say hello really quick. That's how I feel.
Exactly.
I have a friend who lost their mom a little while back, a few years now. I had the same conversation with him. And what he told me, it was a little shocking. I asked how many times he's visited his mom's graves over the years. He said he's been one time, which was the day of her funeral, like 5 years ago. And one can only assume he may not have been close with his mom, but he definitely was. He just justified it by saying, she's no longer with us, so why am I spending money on expensive flowers to bring to her grave if she physically can't enjoy them? And he said, I'm not one of those people who's going to show up with snacks and flowers and sit in a chair at my mother's grave. And I remember one time I brought Burger King to my grandma's grave. And it was obviously, you know, it was for me, but I was driving by and it was a nice July day. So I figured I would stop.
He's like, needed some McNuggets, you know what I mean?
I got a Whopper. But can I just say, I think the real reason my buddy hasn't gone to see his mom isn't because what he's saying. I think deep down it's because when he lost her, he fell into a real dark place. Mm-hmm. I watched it happen. He started drinking more. He was angry at the world, angry at people who didn't even deserve it. We'd go out and he'd just randomly start flicking off the bartender. I'm like, oh, okay, we got to get out of here, dude. You're in bad shape.
We're not going to do that.
And like we all know, everyone handles grief differently. But his older brother seemed to be handling it so much better, at least on the outside. Mm-hmm. And that made things so much worse because my friend, he'd get angry. And he said things like, you never loved mom. Just because his brother wasn't breaking down the same way he was. And I remember telling him.
Everyone grieves differently.
Yeah, I said, look, what happened to your mom was awful, but you can't stay mad at your brother just because he doesn't grieve the same way you do.
Correct.
I mean, it's not a competition. There's no right volume for pain. You know, people deal with it differently. And honestly, I think that might be another reason he won't go to the cemetery. Not because he doesn't care, but it's too painful for him. Because going there would mean reopening something he barely survived the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, he started spiraling. I think that's one of the reasons I don't want to say too much about my friend, but right. He lost his job because of it.
Right.
He hasn't been able to get back up on his feet since.
Okay, say we're not in that situation, though. Say, like, obviously, we're in the brother situation, or anyone listening is in the brother situation of, like, you know, I went through this very traumatic thing, losing a parent, losing a loved one. And it's been many, many years, and I've since overcame it, and life goes on, and we're moving forward one foot in front of the other. What is an appropriate amount of time? And appropriate is not the right word. Like, what is a typical routine or schedule where you would go? Is it twice a year? Is it, you know, if it's once a week?
Like a parent, Mother's Day, Father's Day, some holiday that maybe meant a lot to them. It just depends on the individual, I think. But for me, maybe 2 to 3 times a year, if that. I don't know. And that's the part I think people forget, too. Avoiding a grave doesn't mean avoiding love. I think a lot of people, like my friend, are just maybe protecting themselves. Let me get to a text coming in right now from Alex. Alex says, hey, responding to what you guys are talking about, I lost my mom in 07. And then my sister in 2019. Oof. And I have yet to be able to go to the cemetery. I don't know if I ever will because it brings back too many painful memories. Someone said I visited my dad 4 to 5 times in the last 6 months, but I plan to go on his birthday, Father's Day, and his death anniversary. Maybe a few more times in between. It's never I love going to a cemetery.
Oh.
Just because, no, I like Mount Hope. It's beautiful.
It's like favorite spot to be, hands down.
It's like, it really is, like, especially in the fall. You guys ever just take, that's where I learned to get my, that's where I learned to drive a car. Holy Sepulchre.
Not you driving over Susie B's grave. No, I can't.
I know, I did. That's where my cousin taught me how to drive, was in the cemetery. I've always found it to be a very peaceful place. Because it is. It's quiet. It's beautiful. But, you know, some of us, we just, we go when we can go. And some of us, we just don't go at all.
Right.
I don't know. It's something that I sat with a lot over the weekend. And I'm not sure why. I was like, I guess I was just maybe missing my grams, you know?
And are you going to go?
Yeah, I would like to, but I'm not going to be able to find where they are in the snow.
He's like,
I might have to wait till spring.
He's like, and this time, I'm bringing hibachi. 98 PXY.